Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Football Friday. Did Solana take over the music? What happened here, Jimmy? Because I'm loving this. I mean, this is not the typical Blondie that we've been hearing for the last six or seven months.
That'll make you move your hips if you don't want to.
Did Solana take back the music for Fridays, Jimmy?
No, actually, I decided just for Hispanic Heritage Month on Fridays, play some Spanish music.
I love it. All right.
That's right.
Keep it going, man.
Deal with it, you payasos.
I don't want to be a payaso, but I know when I go down to the Redlands to them parties, I enjoy it.
I believe a payaso is a clown. Am I correct?
No, it means a very kind gentleman, actually, Hawk. I just complimented you.
Hey,
but you know what? I'm glad Jimmy's, you know, he's finally throwing a little
Jimmy Curry
on the show, baby. Let's go.
Keep it up, Jimmy. You got everybody's vote on this music.
What else do we have on deck for today, Jimmy? We got a little Mambo Number 5 and the Macarena, some of the Latin hits that we've all grown to know and love. Suave.
I'm not sure about Mambo Number 5 as Hispanic, but.
Guy's name is Lou Bega.
You just have to find out.
All right. Well, I'll keep listening then. Good radio tease. Football Friday, the hell with Breece Hall.
Oh, goodness.
Son of a gun.
And 29.
We had over 30 and a half receiving yards yesterday. He had 29 receiving yards, I think, in the first half. If not, it was in the first couple minutes of the third quarter, at least.
I got 29 and a half.
You did?
Yes. You got it earlier than me.
Ain.
Man, that made me upset.
Oh, that is pain. Yeah, I had it at 30 and a half, so I wasn't just a half yard away. Someone tweeted at me yesterday during the game. They got it at 28 and a half.
Oh, that's a gamble it is.
Man, Jets are good, huh?
Let's pay our Patriots bad. Like,
okay, that's fair.
Take it easy. Yeah,
that's fair.
They had 130 yards of total offense through the game. That was ridiculous.
Aaron Rodgers, let me rephrase it then. Aaron Rodgers looked good.
He was running? I said, what?
He was running. What do you think the over-under on his rushing yards had to be? 2.
Yeah, half a yard. He took off early in the game, and I said, yeah, we got action.
Oh, man.
I had no more money in my account because I got it all on Canes and damn Breece Hall.
I know. It's Football Friday, but I think we might have to start the show out with baseball. Did you see, and in the honor of the late, great James Earl Jones, baseball, did you see the performance that Shohei Ohtani put on at Lone Depot Park last night?
Why did they throw the ball around his bat?
I like that. Skip Schumacher said afterwards, because they said, you know, you could have just thrown around him, could have intentionally walked him, and he said, yeah, no, like we're gonna put him out like any other player. Like I no, and I'm know, with no, that. You, I'm no, with you're that. Not. Be a man. Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Was he 6 for 6?
6 for 6. 3 home runs, 10 RBI.
Hawk, 2 for 2. Be a man. 3 for 3. Be a man. 4 for 4. Sooner or later, you got to put their testosterone to the side. I would have thrown 4 balls into the dugout and let him walk to first base. He was jacking them boys' ball. We didn't even, you don't have no pitchers.
The third home run was off a position player. It was Brujan. He wasn't even a pitcher. Like, they just needed to get out of that game. So
nobody goes 6 for 6. That's
nobody
crazy.
Does that. It was insane. What a performance.
Crowder, that was literally the most exciting game at Lone Depot Park ever.
Oh.
Marlins game.
It was
ever.
Great. Mm-mm. Great. He broke the record.
That's not correct. That's not correct.
It was a very exciting game.
Name me one better game that you can think of, a memorable.
A World Series game?
At Lone Depot Park?
Wasn't 03? Weren't they in Lone Depot Park in 03?
Okay.
No?
Hawk. I got drafted in 05 and I played on the dirt in Marlins Dolphins Stadium.
Hawk.
You sure?
You went to opening
night.
No.
I'm 100% sure.
At Lone
I still
Depot
have scars
Park.
On my elbows from falling on the dirt. Yeah,
I know it was at opening night.
Are you serious? No, he's got to be trolling. I fell
what?
For it. But if
both those World Series were at Pro Player?
Okay.
Hawk.
Right. I'm being 100% honest.
If you're being 100% honest, then I think you need to go see the same neurosurgeon Tua has scheduled this week.
Tua's traveling to Seattle, so he's got he's good to go. I'll go see that guy. Why? That,
hey,
so
Hawk,
that was a pro
doing?
Player?
Hawk. Hey, Channing. Nice to meet you.
Was that really?
Yeah.
When did Lone Depot Park open?
2012.
And they haven't won a World Series since then? No, it couldn't have been 2012.
Okay.
It wasn't 12. It wasn't 12.
I was already a QAM in 2012. We did a live show there. I was with 790 The Ticket.
2012.
I know when they stopped playing at Dolphin Stadium because we had to stop playing on the dirt. And I remember playing on the dirt early in the season.
How much do you want to bet is 2012? I remember the day. March 5th.
He looked it up.
No, I didn't. I remember the day. March 5th, 2012. I'm willing to stake my entire reputation on this. Muhammad Ali was put on a golf cart and brought to...
I remember the
some
night.
Some of those Fernandez games when he was dealing.
Jose.
When Jose was dealing, some of those games were stupid exciting.
They were great. But he didn't do anything that has never been done before.
I mean, how hard is 50-50? People don't try to do that.
And Solana, it was 3-2. It
really
wasn't
was
all
2012.
50.
Wow.
It's not like he hit 50 in one game.
Crowder, this is literally the greatest baseball player maybe ever, putting one of the greatest performances of his career, maybe the best performance of his career in our ballpark, accomplishing something that'll never be done again by anybody.
Well, I don't know about that.
Hit him in the leg.
Thank you, Skip Schumacher, for giving Miami something. Thank you.
Hit him in the leg. I'd have tore that big leg
Listen,
up.
I'm not disagreeing with Solana that it was worth watching because I watched it last night. I watched the post game last night when Craig Minervini and Gabby Sanchez threw it to the Dodgers post game so we could watch the Shohei press conference. Like, I'm not disagreeing with Solana. It was one of the more memorable events ever, but I don't know if it was the most exciting. I mean, are we including World Baseball Classic games?
No, I specifically said Marlins games at Lone Depot Park because if we're opening it up to anything, it's FIU beating UM at Lone Depot Park. I mean, come on, thumbs up, baby.
Wait,
no.
That didn't happen at the Orange Bowl? That didn't happen at Pitbull Stadium? I thought that happened at Pitbull Stadium. When did Pitbull Stadium open?
You take your medicine.
Oh, you know what year Marlins Park was built.
No, I get what you're saying about excitement, but don't keep throwing this big bastard watermelons down the middle. You're trying to win.
When you play competition, beat the competition. Don't be scared of the competition. Go out and beat the competition.
But then when he is successful five straight times,
Him the sixth time.
Yeah, throw it. Here you go. 88 down the middle.
That's a scary attitude. You're scared. Man,
I would have towed his little left thigh up. He would have limped to that plane last night.
We have Mark Duper joining us today. I guarantee you he wouldn't have pitched around Shohei.
He'd have
moved back on the mound. He'd go, I'm throwing from second base. That's how little this guy scares me.
Yeah, no. It's like when, what was it? Stephon Diggs and Kader Kohou. After the second touchdown, hey, let's try something different, fellas. After the fifth at bat and the fifth.
The only thing that you could do differently is literally not pitch to him, is just walk him. So that, like, that, no.
Throw it into the dugout four times in a row.
No, terrible.
I would have tried to hit Schumacher. I would have hit Mookie Betts sitting on the bench before I threw over that plate again.
Let's get headlines because Mark Duper is going to join us today. By the way, we have one final pair of Motley Crue tickets to give away this afternoon. Motley Crue will be at Hard Rock Live Thursday, September 26th. One more pair to give away. We will do it before 6 o'clock at some point. Hurricanes fans, today is the day. It's No Fee Friday. You can get your tickets without any extra fees. Today only. So grab your seats for the action without the extra cost. Don't wait. Tickets are going fast. Head to MiamiHurricanes.com/no fee. That's MiamiHurricanes.com/no fee. That is today only. All right, quick look at the headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Dorel Volkswagen. At Dorel Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Dorel Volkswagen.
To Crowder's point, if the Marlins are in a wild card race at this point of the season, they're not throwing Ohtani those balls last night.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But, you know, like you just want to go out like a weakling,
yeah.
Crowder? And yeah. Like, oh, big bad Shohei's up, so we're going to be the team who just pitches around him?
A weakling? An intelligent person?
Stop it.
Let's go. Let's walk
Here's
in the
your
ring
testicular
with Mike Tyson.
Fortitude.
You just saw Mike Tyson knock out five guys in a row. Hey, John, get up there. See what you can do. Bink, bink, bink.
If my profession is a boxer, then I'm going to go fight him.
And if you can not punch him, don't punch him. Remember the guy that walked in the ring? It's been viral. He walked in the ring. The other guy walked up to him, and he walked out and went back to the locker room. He was a boxer. That's what they should have done. They should have looked across the ring and said, yeah, I done seen him knock out five people.
No,
let me get my ass out of this ring.
That was his last time being a boxer. He's never been a boxer again.
It's not like that in baseball. I've seen little league teams throw around children.
Those are children.
They're children.
They're children, exactly.
This dude's the best baseball player in the world. Let me just keep I'm going to get him. You're not going to get
why?
Him. You haven't got him.
Because when you pitch around someone, when you're children, it's so you don't get the kid's feelings hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Are you worried about hurting Brujan's feelings?
And the Brujan was hurt already. I saw it. He was crying before he threw the first pitch.
Go out there and play baseball. Baseball.
Him. Peg him.
Crowder's testicular fortitude reminds me of Adam Gase on third down.
Hey, you going to start early, huh, Jimmy? We got about 3.5 hours left, Jimbo.
I like watching Jimmy head down, read that as Solana has given it to him. Could not even look up to make any eye contact. He was reading that as if it was me doing my Haftorah portion, not wanting to screw it up.
He's trying to give you the pause, like, let these guys finish first. Find your spot.
Jimbo, do you proofread?
Not that time.
I would be willing to bet money if you could put Skip Schumacher on a lie detector test he was hoping Ohtani got the record last night.
Well, I think Crowder's saying after the record was already got, because he had hit the record at 50 and 50, and then he got 51 and 51. Like, he got on base again, stole another base, and also hit another jack.
I would bet Skip Schumacher was happy about that, if you could put him under a lie detector test. As well.
No, he wanted him to walk back to the dugout, head down, after having been struck out by Brujan.
You done got your
By the way, he wasn't going to strike me out throwing those 65-mile-an-hour meatballs.
Huck, did you see those little Wookiee
dunks? He's not a pitcher.
That better point. We have a pitcher, and he's raking them off of us. Now we're going to put a damn outfielder on them. Oh, yeah, Brujan.
Do you know how hard it is to hit a ball as far as Shohei hit that third ding-dong off a 65-mile-an-hour floater?
Not
like that was impressive. That's more impressive than a 100-mile-an-hour heater.
For humans, it is. For Ohtani, he was in the backyard playing with his son.
All right, Mark Duper is going to join us on this Football Friday.
Chan,
What other headlines do you have?
Little Chan throws
Brujan's
low
60s. Brujan's not a pitcher. You can't expect him to throw out his arm.
My son's 13 and he throws low 60s.
He's a pitcher.
Yeah. Hey, Little Chan, Ohtani's up. Go give him hell.
Yeah.
No.
Are you an athlete or not? Like Dad used to say, you a man or a mouse?
A bunch of mice got 5 hit off of him already.
I could do this for 4 hours because... Man, like, you don't think members of the Pacers, other than Jalen Rose, were rooting for Kobe when he was getting to 81 points? Like, people want to see greatness, man. Doesn't matter what side you're on. People want to see greatness.
Well, basketball, though, you can't pitch around someone. Like, baseball is one of the few sports that you can actually say, yeah, I don't want him. Like, you can't, you know, not allow someone to go to the basket. I mean, you could keep following them, but it's going to end up at the line. Baseball is one of the few, if not the only sport where you can say, yeah, I don't want him to play against us right now.
Is it Brett Favre running towards Strahan and falling down so he can tag him for 22 and a half? That's probably the closest thing.
Well, like, no, because that is the opposite.
No,
like the Marlins are trying to stop Shohei. Didn't do a good job of it. Brett Favre's not trying to stop the guy from getting the record. He's trying to help him get the record.
They're trying to help him hit home runs.
They're not trying to help him get the record. What are you talking about?
A dude is throwing 63 at him.
When you're down 20-3, you start throwing position players. You're out of pitchers.
I didn't like it. I felt funny about it.
Hang a banner.
Sack up.
I felt funny about those last couple innings. I felt funny.
Maybe you should be going to Atlantic Men's Clinic.
Listen, text me the number.
Maybe you need some testosterone.
Text me the number because I felt funny about those last two innings.
All right. Rapid fire headlines. Everybody plays this weekend. All right. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Now, Marlins play this weekend against the Braves here at home. USF. Tomorrow, 7 p.m., listen to it on this radio station. The Dolphins play the Seahawks 4:05 on Sunday. Inter Miami, they play tomorrow as well against New York City FC at 2 p.m. Now
you
weather.
Shouldn't have just given Butch your orange. Like someone points out on the text machine, that's what happened. You wanted the Marlins to give Shohei their orange, and they weren't like you and Butch.
They gave him the orange.
You got to come take the orange.
64 across the plate, that's an orange. At least I ran. Give me the orange. Best hitter in baseball. 64 down the middle.
Yeah, your best hitter in baseball? Prove it to me.
He just did 5 times in a row. I felt funny about it, man.
Ridiculous.
Throw it backwards.
Hitch around them.
Bock 4 times in a row and just let everybody come in. Just don't throw the ball to this big ass boy no more.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Partly cloudy. That's your weather.
All right. Mark Duper, absolute Dolphins legend. He's going to join us in the next segment on this Football Friday. We'll chop it up with him for a little bit.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Papareno.
Papareno.
Hawk and Crowder.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a Football Friday, and we're going to bring on some football royalty. Crowder, some Dolphins royalty. I mean, Listen, you take the back seat on this one, Crowder, because this is real Dolphins royalty.
Man, don't do that to me, Dupe, like my uncle, man. You can't do it today, Hawk. Dupe, my uncle.
Mark Duper is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He played his entire career with the Dolphins. He's a member of the Dolphins honor roll. He's still one of those guys who Dolphins fans love to this day. Mark Duper, by the way, he's got a VIP autograph signing with our friends at Sinbad Sports. It's the Coral Springs Card Show, Saturday the 28th, Sunday the 29th. So a week from this weekend at Coral Ridge Mall on Federal Highway. Dupe is going to be there Sunday on the 29th from noon till 2 p.m. Frank Gore is going to be there Saturday the 28th from noon till 2 p.m. You can get all the info. You can get tickets at sinbadsports.com. Mark Duper is joining us. You still like, does it take a second to align, Dupe, that you played your final season in 1992, but in 2024, fans are still clamoring to get a picture with you, get a moment with you, get an autograph from you?
Well, you know, the thing is that, first of all, I want to tell you guys hello. How's everything? Hope everything going well in you guys' life. Crowder, you are Rod. You know that, of course.
But, oh, man.
But, you know, the thing is that it depends how you approach things, you know. Like, I love football. I'm still active with football. I go to all the games. I love the fans. I do a lot of things in the community when I can. And by doing that, that keeps your name out there. And, like, you're only famous no more than what the people make you. And I guess I did a good impression over my years that I've been in South Florida.
And, Duke, you brushed over. Tell them how you come to the game. Tell them what you do during football season, because I just found this out a couple years ago.
Well, we're during football season. You talking about tailgate. This is what we do. During football season, we every game I try to get to go to, and I bring my bus, my RV, and we sit up in the parking lot, and we entertain, you know. And we don't rope things off, like, you know, people come up to take pictures. People come up and have a drink. We play Connect Four in the parking lot, and we just have fun, you know. Like I say, watching football, being retired and watching football, it's a great thing, because I am a fan of football.
Yeah, but that's crazy. He brings
his Winnebago down, and we're not talking about burgers and dogs now. There's lobster, there's crab. Like, this is no normal tailgate. Duke,
who drives the Winnebago, though? You drive it yourself, Duke?
No, I have a driver. I have a friend of mine. He does all the driving. Yeah.
Man, I mean, come on. But seriously, like, you guys are poo-pooing it. This is literally Dolphins royalty. Guys in the Dolphins Hall, like, fans can come up, they can hang out with Mark Duper, but you have to be a little bit amazed that in 2024, like, there's very few stars, I think, Duke, that transcend decades, literal decades, and you've done so. And it's nice that, you know, you say it's the fans that make you a celebrity, but, like, you were that special on the field. That era of the Miami Dolphins with the Marx Brothers, like, that era was so special that people are still clamoring for it, you know, 30, 40 years later.
Well, yes, Clayton and I had put up some numbers back in the day that they're putting up now with less balls that's thrown to us. And, you know, we had a great time, though. South Florida has been good to me. We came up here, and we started playing, and then, you know, we got the Blue-Eyed Devil coming in. You know, Dan Marino, that's what I call the Blue-Eyed Devil. And and he came in we couldn't ask for a better quarterback, you know. I mean, we just, like, everything just, like, fell together with Clayton Marino and us. And then we had the Nat Moore, and then we had the Coach Shula. You know, we had the motivator, you know. He didn't take no for an answer. It was fun, you know. It was exciting. And the thing is that my claim to fame that I hold on to and I'm proud of is that I didn't play high school football. I played 1 year of college football. And I got drafted in the second round. And God knows what Shula was thinking about, because I didn't know football. All I caught was 24 passes in my lifetime, and seven of them was touchdowns. And I learned the game here. And that was so fun about it, you know. And that's why it makes me feel good. I mean, I get more thrill of that to knowing that how I did it, and I had a lot of help, and people still remember that.
And Duke, I, if you line up, you were the baddest thing right now. You ran a 4.2 something, 4.28, 4.29. I've seen it online, Duke. But if you line up against Tyreek and Waddle now, it ain't been many receivers that I could throw at you like that. Because, Hawk, every time I go to an event, I have to find Duke because he's the funniest dude at the event. It's him and Larry Little. If you get around Duke and Larry Little, you about to laugh for 6 hours. I can't throw Tyreek and Waddle at you before. But if you, Tyreek, and Waddle line up when you was at your prime, who about to grab that tape at the end of the 100?
It's no if and end, Ma. Just by me stepping on the field, that they would have been second. They couldn't beat it. Now, listen, I'm not gonna give in. if I was in my prime and they was in their prime, they had a whole bunch of ass whipping coming to them. Yeah. Just like that.
That's what Don Shula saw in him. That's what Don Shula saw in him.
Yeah.
It's a man. Dude, he got some edge, dog.
No, I tell you, you know, like people didn't realize that I used to run just as fast as I had to run on a lot of times, and I've learned how to control that speed. And back then, you know, that was a gift that I had that most guys didn't have. But you know what? Don't get me wrong, now Waddle and Tyreek Hill, especially Tyreek Hill, man, he's a fast guy, but he's also a great football player, you know. And that's one of the things that I had to learn in the pros, the 11 years that I played. But Tyreek Hill has football sense. And you know what? And I go to the game actually to watch these guys, but they are fun to watch. I just can't wait to see them take it down the field.
Yeah, Dolphins fans too. Mark Duper is with us. Again, reminder. So Saturday the 28th, Sunday the 29th is the Coral Springs Card Show at Coral Ridge Mall. Mark Duper will be there at Sinbad Sports on Sunday the 29th from noon till 2 p.m. You can get all the info and tickets at sinbadsports.com. I mentioned Don Shula. You mentioned Don Shula. What did he see in me with only 24 career grabs before he drafted you? Do you marvel when you look at a coach like Mike McDaniel, who is absolutely the opposite of Don Shula? You couldn't get away with anything with Don Shula. Don Shula was the, you know, prototypical coach back then, the grinder and the yell right in your face guy. Do you marvel at Mike McDaniel being a fairly successful NFL coach? And do you think back to, like, your 80s Dolphins teams and how you would have just eaten him alive?
No, not necessarily that. He has a more soft approach for his players, and it's called respect. You know, as being a player, makes no difference what the position of the coach is. It's called respecting the coach, and you have to respect that. And if he feels that he gets a point across the way that he is, so be it, you know. But it's each individual. Could I have played for him? Of course I could. And I could respect him just like I respect the coach Shula.
And, Duke, what's going on right now where Tua's out now for a month at least, or four games at least, we'll say that, and the quarterback change is Skylar Thompson. I don't know, but I'm sure through your 11 years, you've had to play with one quarterback this Sunday, and next Sunday you got to play with somebody else. As a top receiver, how do you adjust? What's the conversations of you knowing that this is a new guy under center next week?
Well, first of all, you know, like all the veteran receivers, you know, like we would do, like, for instance, we had Don Strock was our veteran quarterback. I used to work with him when I first came into the league. But as a receiver, what you have to do is get around him and say, hey, listen, let's get this job done. And what we're going to do, we're going to help you. And we for you, man. Don't worry about it. Just get loose and let's have some fun. Put the ball in his hand and help him. You know, let's not look for faults. Just go out there and play the game. You're going to make mistakes, and you're going to make some good plays. And just hopefully that you make more good plays than bad plays, and he's going to be okay.
And, Dupe, have you ever – I would say how you Denver. How many times have you walked up to a quarterback and told him, you can't overthrow me? Just let it go.
You want to talk about it. Well, dang. But you know that dad was cocky. You know that. Just sometimes you had to deal with Dan a different way, you know, because you know Dan think he's God gift to football, and which that way. Hey, look, I got to give it up to the man. He can throw the football, and he's very accurate. So Dan and I used to say it all the time. That back in my day, Dan told me perfect passes, and I said no. I'd be so wide open that you can't help but hit me. And he said, Duke, I can overthrow you any time I want. I said, no, you can't. You know, and, you know, we used to go through this because, man, we was like, serious, like the practice that they have now, our practice, we'd be full speed. I mean, we'd be full speed out there throwing the football in us, and we'd be trying to, you know, we'd be trying to outdo each other. So I guess I can tell you this story one time. Is me and Dan was saying that he cannot throw me. I said, you cannot throw me. And Dan said, that's bull crap. So, oh, boy, we was rigged up. After practice, boy, and everything else. And, boy, after practice, everybody went in except me, Dan, Matt, and all the rest of the guys. And so we're going to say, now, Dan, you got to drop back. Now, you got to drop back properly. And I got to run. Now, you just can't just drop three steps and just throw the ball. So, okay, Dan said he's going to do everything the way he's supposed to do. Only one thing he didn't do, he dropped back five steps, but he didn't take that hop. But I knew he was going to do that, so I usually hesitate by 10, 15 yards, and then I explode. It wasn't no hesitating. It was just exploded. And he tried with all his might to throw that out there, and I caught him on the tip end of my fingers. And boy, listen, and then I came back to the huddle. I said, you see? And he said, Duke, he said, you didn't hesitate. I said, you didn't hop. I said, you see, I knew you was going to do that. And that's what we used to do in practice, man. We just like have fun like crazy out there, man.
Who do you still, Dolphins fans, would, you know, hardcore, long-term Dolphins fans would love this. Like, who do you still stay in contact with a lot from those 80s teams? Who do you text with or meet for lunch? Like, who's in your rotation?
You talking about in the fans or are you talking about the players?
The players.
The players. I talk to Clayton all the time, talk to Dan, talk to Nat. Nat all the time. I played dominoes with O.J. McDuffie and Terry Kirby, you know, tried to get me to go over there and work out, and I just sent him a picture of me eating a big old bowl of watermelon. This is enough workout I need for right now. Yeah, we all talk, you know, Dwight Stevenson, Crowder every now and then. Crowder be so doggone busy. He was supposed to take me fishing, but I'm still waiting.
I got you, Duke. This season.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing that what we do that's back all the guys that I played with, we pretty much stay in touch with, like Tony Nathan, Paul Langford. I talk to him every day. Roy Foster, Terry Glenn, Higgy. Everybody love Higgy, you know that.
Those are the greatest memories of your life, your decade or so with the Dolphins. Is that the greatest memories of your football life?
My football life is the Dolphins. I don't know anything else but football with the Dolphins. I mean, that's why I learned the game, and that's why I played the game. And here I lie in the same place.
Do you still get pissed if they lose? You watch the game Sunday, they're in Seattle. Will you be pissed if they lose? Do you watch the game saying that guy should have run there? He didn't do that. Like, do you live and die with the Dolphins still?
I like the Dolphins. Yeah, I don't never get pissed if they lose, you know, disappointed. But, yeah, I think, you know, it does affect me different when they win and when they lose because I like to see them win. You know, I like to see them do good. But I think they got a good chance for the Seattle. They can win. They can win that game. I really do. What's the point spread?
I was gonna say not anger, but like I tell you one thing, it still gets to me, bro. You've been out way longer than me. I've been out 12 years. You've been out a little longer than 12. But I get pissed. Like I ball my fist up when I see dudes miss open field tackles. Do you get mad when you see a dude drop a ball? Because it just pisses me off to see a dude miss a tackle.
Yeah, you know what I get mad at, Crowder? When they're playing the game, and then when they make that great play, and they just clown. What I can't understand, when I make a great play, I'm not going to the sideline. I'm going back in the huddle to get another great play going on. I don't like that. I don't like that rotation the way they do it. If I'm a start, I'm going to stay in there, and I'm going to play every down until I'm tired.
And you're not getting tired.
Right, and I ain't getting tired because I like Clayton told Gary Stevens one time. They're talking about rotation. We was going to rotate that. Clayton told us it's going to be 12 people on the damn field because I ain't rotating with nobody. and knowing me, what's his name? Fred came in there and I said, Clayton, it's your turn. He said, Clayton just turned his head. I told you, it's going to be 12 people on the field. I had to run out the game. I get on the sideline, and she would say, what the f-? You know, now you gotta excuse that language, but she would say, what the hell? What the hell are you doing at the game? I say, what the f-? Gary didn't tell you that we was rotating? What do you mean rotating? I saw Fred in there for Clayton, not you, and you say, and Clayton came on the sideline, Coach. Gary Stevenson was trying to rotate us, and Coach looked at Gary and chewed Gary butt out. And Clayton did tell me, I told y'all it was going to be 12 people on the field.
That happened with Joey Porter and Matt Roth to me, where they said, Joey, Matt's going to give you a break on first down. And Joey said, I don't need no break. And we literally lined up with 12 people on the field and got a penalty because he was like, the hell with you. They tried to rotate me for Junior Seau one time, and Junior Seau said, no, nah, buddy, I'm good. I was running wind sprints on and off the field to the huddle and back.
Yeah. So you get that groove, you know? You get that groove, and then you don't want to get out the game unless you hurt or something, you know? No, that ultimate. But yeah, but you know what? It's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be interesting to see how they go against Seattle this week.
Yeah, give us a prediction. We're out of time, Dupe. Give us a prediction. Dolphins win in Seattle Sunday.
Dolphins win in Seattle all the way live. Yes, we
do. There you go. I like to hear Mark Duper again. VIP autograph signing with our friends at Sinbad Sports. It's the Coral Springs Card Show. Saturday the 28th, Sunday the 29th, Coral Ridge Mall on Federal Highway. Duke will be there Sunday the 29th, noon till 2 p.m. You can get all the info and tickets right now at SinbadSports.com. Thank you, Mark Duper. That was fun. Always is.
All right. You take care. All right.
There you go.
I'll let you, bro.
Mark Duper. That is great.
My man. That I told you I love Duke great. Now. Great.
Yeah.
That's
fun
Uncle
to
Duke.
Be around.
Uncle Duke.
That is great.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami.
Hawk and Crowder.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.